Blackstone Audiobooks presents
Queen Margot by Alexandre Dumas. Part 1. Chapter 1. Monsieur de Guise's Latin. On Monday, the 18th of August, 1572, there was a grand fête at the Louvre. The windows of the ancient royal residence, ordinarily so dark, were brightly illuminated, and the squares and streets adjacent, usually so solitary after the clock of Saint-Germain-l'Auxerrois had tolled 9, were crowded with people, although it was past midnight. This great crowd, threatening, pressing, and turbulent, resembled in the gloom a dark and rolling sea, each swell of which increases to a moaning wave. This sea, extending all along the quay and into the streets Fossé Saint-Germain and Lausstrasse, spent its waves at the base of the walls of the Louvre, on the one hand, and against the Hôtel de Bourbon, which was opposite, on the other. There was, in spite of the royal fête, and perhaps even because of the royal fête, something threatening in the aspect of the multitude. For it was very sure that the festivity which it then witnessed was but the prelude to a festivity of another kind to occur a week later, to which it would be invited, and in which it would heartily participate. The court was celebrating the marriage of Madame Marguerite de Valois, daughter of Henri II, and sister of King Charles IX, with Henri de Bourbon, King of Navarre. That same morning the Cardinal de Bourbon had united the young couple with the usual ceremonial observed at the marriages of the royal daughters of France, on a stage erected at the entrance to Notre-Dame. This marriage had astonished everybody, and occasioned much surmise to certain persons who were more discerning than others. They could not comprehend the union of two parties who hated each other so thoroughly as did at this moment the Protestant party and the Catholic party, and they wondered how the young Prince de Condé could forgive the Duc d'Anjou, the king's brother, for the death of his father, assassinated by Montesquieu as Jarnac. They asked how the young Duc de Guise could pardon Admiral de Coligny for the death of his father, assassinated at Orléans by Poltrot de Mer. Moreover, Jeanne de Navarre, the courageous spouse of the weak Antoine de Bourbon, who had conducted his son Henri to the royal espousals which awaited him, had died scarcely 2 months before, and singular reports had been spread abroad as to this sudden death. It was everywhere whispered, and in some places said aloud, that she had discovered some terrible secret, and that Catherine de Medici, fearing its disclosure, had poisoned her with perfumed gloves, made by one René, a Florentine very skilful in matters of that kind. This report was the more spread and believed when, after the death of this great queen, at her son's request, two physicians, one of whom was the famous Ambroise Pare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?